This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed His final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandment. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. وَصَفَ اللَّهُ نُوحًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَقَالْ ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَى نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Nuh alayhi salam in the Quran. He said, these are the offsprings with whom we carried on the ark. Indeed, Nuh alayhi salam was a grateful servant of ours. A direct command was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِلَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Nay, but rather worship Allah and Allah alone, and be amongst those who are grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran Himself as Him being grateful. Shakirun Alim. Allah is all appreciative, all knowing subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Luqman, introduces Luqman to the reader of the Quran, and we are told that he's a wise man. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And we have indeed endowed wisdom upon Luqman, saying to him, imparting on him, anishkur lillah, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever expresses gratitude, they do so only for the good of their own selves. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. And whosoever is ungrateful, then let it be known that Allah is free of all needs and He is worthy of all praise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Psychology tells us today, brothers and sisters, that the quickest, the shortest way to achieve happiness is to be grateful. Studies show that people who express gratitude, live gratitude, they're actually happier and they are more positive. And every time you come across that verse in the Quran, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good. And you read this and say, how can that be for my own good, O Allah? Somebody has done me a favor, and in exchange of that favor, I say, thank you. Allah said the very first person that benefited from that thank you is not the person who received it, but it was you. وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ لِمَنْفَعَةِ نَفْسِهِ لِخَيْرِ نَفْسِهِ لِمَصْلَحَةِ نَفْسِهِ. Whosoever expresses gratitude, they do so for their own good. And unfortunately, this seems to be a virtue that is seldomly practiced. Or, it is not necessarily a lifestyle, it becomes things that we express every now and then. And that is not a prophetic style. The style of the Prophet ﷺ is that he is always grateful. And there are many reasons for this, we are told. Number one is that we live in a culture that is really based on there is something in you that's missing and you need this. Either products that you need, either books that you need to read, either places that you need. So we are constantly caught up in, it's not complete yet, I need 1, 2, and 3. And as a result, sometimes not even knowing, we create a sense of constantly complaining. Just ask a person. You know, we wake up in the morning and the very first thing that we do is we just complain about, like, how soon did the morning come, man? I did not sleep very well. My back aches. And then we complain about traffic. And then we complain about customers. And then we complain about how the coffee was not fresh. And then we complain about traffic on our way back. And then your wife, your husband asks, and how was your day? Oh, don't even get me started. What happened? Well, that is just how it is. A constant list of many things to complain about. And that is not how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would get up in the morning. And the very first thing that he would do is, he would celebrate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alladhi radda ilayya ruhi wa athina li fi dhikri. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. He would get up, and the very first thing that he would do is he starts celebrating life. All praises due to Allah who has given me my life back, and he has permitted me to make a mention of him. All praise due to Allah who has revived us after that lesser death that we call sleep. He starts. And that's why they say the very first 5 minutes of your day are going to dictate the rest of your day. You woke up thinking this is going to be such a difficult day. Woke up thinking that this is going to be such a hard day. Some people wake up thinking this is going to be such a beautiful day, it already started well, I am back. And that is how Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam would do. You listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam again when he goes to bed. How does he go to bed? And how do we go to bed? The Prophet, peace be upon him, would go to bed. And then what does he say? Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, wa saqana, wa awana, وَكَفَانَا فَكَمْ مِمَّنْ لَا مُؤْوِيَ لَهُ وَلَكَ. All praise is due to Allah, who has given us food for the day, something to drink for the day, who has given us a shelter, who has given us loved ones to care for us, that is, for how many are going tonight with no shelter to protect them and no loved ones to look after them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us so beautifully in the Qur'an, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And Allah proclaims in the Qur'an, tells His servants, if you express gratitude, I will surely increase you. But what the Qur'an does, and the Qur'an is such, subhanAllah, a wise book. It's a wise book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it that. يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ. It is a book that is full of wisdom because it is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran says, if you express gratitude, I will increase you. But it does not tell us it would increase us in what? So, there are three different ways of understanding this. If you have 1,000 and you become grateful for the 1,000, Allah will increase you so that you get another 1,000. And that seems to be an understanding that is not necessarily measurable every time. And other people say, it is actually, if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you in contentment. And that's a good understanding as well. And then, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best, there is another understanding. It says that, and if you are grateful for Allah for this, Allah will increase you by giving you the ability to see more things that you can actually be grateful for. And that's the best understanding. Allah knows best, but that is the best understanding. Because again, what they're saying nowadays, they're talking about people who are happy, are people who truly enjoy what they have. And that is why, subhanAllah, they say, gratitude is the sound that joy makes. Brothers, listen to this. This is beautiful. Gratitude is the sound that joy makes. What does that mean? If Allah has given you, then the way that we express gratitude is by enjoying that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Brother, how are you doing? Man, you know how tough it is out there? No, I don't. And it's not that tough. But we speak this way, thinking that, you know what, this is how, but that's not how it is. People get offended if you don't believe that they're stressed. Everybody is talking about how stressed they are. Akhi, think about it. Are we really? Or is it just a lack of appreciation? This is not to say that people don't have a hard time. Many people out there are having a hard time, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. And that's why they say people who are grateful are not blind to their difficulties. They're not blind to their difficulties. However, what they do is that they wish to invest their energy and time somewhere else. Two prisoners looked out of the prison bars. One saw mud, the other saw stars. It is about that choice. What is that choice that we are making? So we are taught, be grateful. And the more things that you are grateful for, wallahi, the happier that we will become. Inevitably, you become grateful, you become happy. And they say that a person's level of wisdom is directly linked to what it is that they are celebrating in life. The more you celebrate in life, subhanAllah, the happier you become. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, little things, they just don't, it's not just things that pass by. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would celebrate and he would tell us about this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَ عَنِ الْعَبْدِ إِذَا أَكَلَ الْأَكْلَةَ أَوْ شَرِبَ الشَّرْبَةَ أَنْ يَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهِ. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with a servant of His. That when they eat anything, they're grateful to Allah. When they drink anything, they're grateful to Allah. But why would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this? Because sometimes we take them so much for granted that we actually forget to celebrate these things in life. And that is why, again, brothers and sisters, Allah says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you more. Not by giving you more things, because remember, the most important things in life are not things. The most important things in life are not things. But that is how we are being conditioned to think. Do you have this? Do you have that? And many times we have them, but we're just feeling empty. It seems like we are chasing something that either does not exist, or we, every time we delay our happiness. One time Abu Dharr visits with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, O Messenger of Allah, give me an advice. Inshallah, one day we will talk about this hadith. But in one particular part, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Abu Dharr, he says, Ya Abu Dharr, انظر إلى من هو دونك ولا تنظر إلى من هو فوقك فإن ذلك أجدر أن لا تزدري نعمة الله عليك. He said, Oh Abu Dharr, when you consider the gains of this life, he said, consider those who are less fortunate than you are. And don't be looking for those who have more than you do, lest you belittle how good Allah has been to you. Lest you belittle how good Allah has been to you. And alhamdulillah, Allah has been good to us. Allah has been good to us, but unfortunately, the part here is that we are so busy thinking about what we do not have that we forget to celebrate what we actually have. Umar al-Khattab, one time he is in the Kaaba, circumambulating the Kaaba, and he's going around. And he hears this Bedouin begging Allah, making one of the strangest prayers. Allahumma ij'alni min al-aqalliyin. Allahumma ij'alni min al-aqalliyin. Oh Allah, I want to be amongst the minorities. Oh Allah, I want to be amongst the few. And Umar is listening to this and it just does not make sense. What in the world are you talking about? So he grabs the Bedouin and he said, "Why have man, I've been trying to understand what it is that you're saying and I just don't get it. وَمَنِ الْأَقَلِّيُونَ What in the world is this minority that you're talking about? Who are these few that you want to be amongst them?" And the Bedouin looks at Umar and says, "أَمَا قَرَأْتَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ Have you not recited, read the book of Allah? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ Or indeed, Allah says in His book, and only a few of my servants are truly grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, please inshallah, squeeze in as much as we can so that our brothers don't have to be out in the sun. Inshallah, if you need to walk, please just walk forward as much as you can. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Abu Dharr. He said, Abu Dharr, enjoy what you already have. Because every time we don't, subhanallah, what usually ends up happening is we don't recognize, appreciate how good life has been to us. And that is why again, you know, subhanallah, we know the truth. And as Muslims, we celebrate the truth that comes to us in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or sometimes the truth comes in human experience. Or we did this study and that study and we concluded 1, 2, and 3. And you look to that and you say, Alhamdulillah, even human experience is now telling us what the Quran has already told us. We appreciate these studies and we appreciate our book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more at this point. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good. How is it our own good? Science again is telling us, the more grateful you are, the happier you've become. Not because you are blind, simply because you have taken the time to celebrate these things in life that others take for granted. I was having the blues because I had no shoes. I walked down the street, I met a man with no feet. Now, how big is it of a deal that you have no shoes? And at that point you realize, you know what? I shouldn't be having the blues because I have no shoes. Because I just met a person who's got no feet. Now I know how rich I am. Something that I was blinded about until I saw those around me who are less fortunate. Now brothers and sisters, just to put things in perspective. And this is by no means a way of guilting people into being appreciative. That's a horrific way of learning virtues. Guilt, and please don't be offended, but those of us who come from Eastern cultures are guilt-motivating cultures. Don't be offended, but that's just reality. The reality of our sociology is that we are guilt-motivating and guilt-motivated cultures. You feel the right to, or you want to do the right thing out of guilt, not necessarily out of love. So even when we speak of virtues, when we want to pass on virtues to others, we speak using guilt. Your son comes and asks for whatever it is, or your daughter, they come and they ask for this and that. And you say no, and then you look at them and you say, you know, kids in Africa don't even have food to eat. Your son can really look at you and say, so what? Now you want me to become resentful towards kids in Africa, whom I have never met, but you are telling me that I cannot have this. Or, why don't you eat this? You know that the kids in Africa have nothing to eat. Say, but I really don't like it. What you're trying to teach is gratitude. But now we are using a form of guilt to do that. Say, well, that sounds a little bit contradictory. Because you just told us that the Prophet ﷺ said, consider this who are less fortunate than you are. And now you're saying, ya akhi, as a parenting style, guilt is not a good style. You don't want our kids to be motivated by guilt, especially when we are teaching virtues. We want them to be motivated by this is what needs to be done. This is the right thing. Motivated by love. But the point again comes into this idea of wisdom, the way to happiness, the shortest way to happiness. As we are told by the Quran, studies based on human experience, the shortest way is to express gratitude. Remember, gratitude is not just saying Alhamdulillah. That is just one very basic level of gratitude. But as they say, gratitude is an attitude. Gratitude is an attitude. It's a lifestyle. You truly feel blessed. SubhanAllah, I'll never forget this. One day I am walking by and I see this elderly African-American woman. And I'm just being polite, say, ma'am, how are you doing today? And she looked at me, she said, I'm feeling blessed. But she said it with so much passion. I was envious. Wallahi, I was envious. So the woman really meant it. She felt it. And the way that she expressed it, those around her, now you look at that woman and say, I don't know whether she's blessed or not, but she was feeling so unbelievably blessed. And then another way of expressing gratitude, like we said, is joy, man. If Allah has given you, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. That truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the consequence of his blessings upon his servant. Why not smile? Why not be good? Why not enjoy? So, you know, the evil eye, if I tell people this, then, you know, everything goes bad. So it's just best to tell people that things are not going well for me. Akhi, how's your business going? Oh, you know, just trying to keep my head above water. Akhi, your entire body is above water. Why are you telling us that you're only struggling with your head being above? Things are good for you. Why not say, Allah has been good to me, alhamdulillah. Wallahi, you know, can you imagine when we meet, that how are you doing? And all we have to talk about is how good Allah has been to us. Do this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful, ya Allah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم was a grateful man and he would appreciate throughout his day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is constantly engaged in this notion of Alhamdulillah and remember it's not just about words that we utter it is a lifestyle that we live it's an attitude by which we carry ourselves throughout the day. In the Native American teachings, they say that when you wake up in the morning, they require members of the tribe to do two things. They would tell one another to stick the tips of your finger together to your thumb for at least 10 seconds and rub them against one another. And then they require that the very first thing that they do is they have to mention every single day 10 blessings that they're feeling. Wake up in the morning, say 10 blessings that they're feeling. Once a woman, a mother, taught a very beautiful lesson. She said, my kids would come in the car when I picked them up from school. And immediately they start complaining. She said, I did not want my kids to complain. So I told them, you can complain, but I have one condition. Before you complain, you have to tell me about the 5 best things that happened to you at school. And then you can complain. So then eventually, her kids started taking mental notes during the day. And because they needed to report to their mother at the end of the day, so they started, subhanAllah, they started reporting things that they would have never reported before. But now they are seeing this as things to be grateful for. So what happened today at school? I asked Fedra for the eraser and she gave it to me. You would never hear kids celebrating this as something good of the day. But see what happens is that now you create an attitude. And that is celebrating these things in life. All these little things, simple things. Allah said, the more you celebrate of them, I'll give you the ability to start even celebrating for more things. And the more you do this, the happier you feel. Even though, subhanAllah, you may really have little things, few things, but you feel so unbelievably rich. Because richness is in the heart, brothers and sisters. Please do not understand this as a way of us making simple of problems that people have. Because some of our brothers and sisters out there, wallahi, they have big, huge problems. Imagine that your loved ones are not feeling well. They're not feeling well, they're sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them speed recovery, ya Rabbil Alameen. Maybe your own marriage is not going well. Maybe you're struggling with your teenage boy or teenage daughter. Maybe you have your own health issues. By no means, gratitude does not mean that we are blind or that we're pretending not to see our problems. That is not what, that's silly. What we are saying is, the attitude is, subhanallah, that I know my time and my energy is going to be spent on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been good to me. And yes, these things come in life, but I will not lose sight of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this. And that's why in the hadith the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Al-fa'lu husnul khuluq, wa shu'mu su'ul khuluq. To be an optimist, they say, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, optimism is the best of characters. But then he said, and pessimism is the worst of characters. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're told about him, كَانَ يُحِبُّ الْفَأْلَ فِي أَمْرِهِ كُلِّهِ. Said the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was an optimist in all of his affairs. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful. And if we have any amongst us, our loved ones, they have problems, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of them. Just reminding you of two events that we're having. As you know, that tomorrow is our Eid Carnival. Please, inshallah, do join us. Bring your family so that we can truly, together as a community, celebrate the day of Eid together. And I believe we start at 11 o'clock, inshallah. So, inshallah, also on the 22nd, we're starting a new class here at the masjid, Islam and psychology, where we would be discussing the Islamic approach to psychology. And inshallah, it will be an interesting class. It'll be on Thursdays after the Isha prayers. Also, inshallah, please see that you can join us on this. If any of our loved ones are in Hajj, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them back safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all their deeds, ya Rabbil Alameen. And those of us who were not able to make it to Hajj this year, may Allah invite us to His house next year, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين واحد الدين عن المدينين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله